You are about to be inspired, motivated, and your life changed. Are you ready? Welcome to the God's Love Podcast. Here's your host, David Mastin.
Welcome, everybody, to the God's Love Podcast. Formerly the I've Got Something to Say Podcast. Thank you. Welcome. I appreciate you tuning in and just kind of hanging out with me today. Appreciate the love and the listens and everybody just, you know, over the past couple of weeks has really just have had some encouraging words to say, and I just appreciate everyone just for listening. I know that you could be listening to any other podcast, any other thing, anything else going on, but you know, tuned in, and hopefully were blessed by the, last couple of episodes, especially with the last episode, Junita Debo. So again, I appreciate everybody for tuning in and listening and sharing with family, with friends, especially with people who you believe need the encouragement or need the uplifting or need the motivation or the inspiration or whatever it is that they may need to keep them going. And also to build the relationship with Christ. I had to take a quick little break because I got sick, and just was terrible. I had tried to record an episode, and it was just ugly. And it was so bad. It was unfixable. The amount of mistakes and the issues and trying to cut and copy and all this kind of stuff. It was terrible. But I am back this week. And I, ask for everyone to pray for me as I continue to do this, and that it continues to bless people and that people, love it and appreciate it and draw closer to Christ but also are motivated and inspired to do better in their lives as I'm trying to do better in my own life. So. Enough of that. Today's episode, is really going to be, something that, you know, I say this all the time that, you know, when I'm talking about a particular topic, you know, that it's a struggle for me. And one thing that I have to honestly say is that every episode that I talk about is something that I've either struggled with or I'm dealing with or I need God's help with. And I'm telling you that it is, not necessarily just me trying to be transparent, but also me trying to encourage somebody that, man, you got somebody that's going, that just as you are going through something that you got somebody else somewhere is going through the same thing. And God is helping them just like God wants to help you. And that you have a prayer partner. I'm praying for you. And hoping and believing and trusting God that He's going to deliver you through whatever it is that you're going through. So, today's topic is actually something that I struggle with extremely bad. And, this is difficult for me, because even in doing the podcast, it's hard for me to do this, to accomplish this because I struggle with this particular topic. It's always been, now that I think about it, even going back to grade school or whatever, I've always struggled with this particular topic. And today's topic is about focus. I have always had a hard time focusing. Things easily got my got in my line of sight. It was easily, even now, you guys don't know this, but even now, my iPad that is next to me, that has my Bible app that I'm looking at and trying to trace my steps and make sure that I'm being on point, is lighting up, right? And I forgot to put it on Do Not Disturb, but even that is distracting me. And I know, like I'm about to do now, that if I do not put this thing on Do Not Disturb, that it is going to just drive me crazy that it's lighting up. If you're listening to this podcast and you worked with me at Meridian, you know, if we were ever in a conference room and we were in it having a meeting, somebody could walk by the conference room that would easily distract me. And in the middle of that meeting, I would lose my train of thought because now I'm thinking about, those are some nice shoes. Oh man, she had on a nice dress. Oh man, that was a great tie he had on. Like, it's just bad. It's very, very hard for me to focus, even when preaching. It's hard to, if you're ministering and I'm looking at the congregation or whatever, it is hard for me to focus a lot of times because, you see something, you see a crazy hat, you see somebody's crazy smile, you see somebody's crazy look or whatever. Somebody walks by you or walks in front of you or you hear a crying baby or whatever. It is difficult for me to focus. And even in grade school, I can think about not being able to sit in my chair and do work long enough because I just couldn't focus. And whether you call that ADHD, whether you call it ADD, whether you call it DDA, whether you call it BAB, I don't know. I don't know. It's been a struggle for me. And it even can translate to struggling spiritually. Because sometimes in this walk, in this humanity walk, our focus can be easily deterred from what the main outcome, or what the main thing or the main goal is, which is to be a disciple of Christ and to be a Christian and to be a child of God. And it is very hard with the distractions of life to do that sometimes and to focus on that, which is why you have consecrations. Like a lot of churches, a lot of you, if you're a Christian, a lot of churches right now, they're doing a fast, right? In January, some do it in January, some do it the 21 days leading up to Easter. Everybody has a different time when they do it, but everyone goes on something called a consecration. And that consecration is just a fancy word of saying, I want to get my spirit man ready. I want to build myself up. I want to set aside some time for me and God. Zacardi Cortez talked about, you know, I just need my one-on-one time, right? And that's what this period is. If you are Muslim, it's Ramadan, where you are, you know, setting time aside. Please don't. I don't want the Christian police to knock on my door because I'm talking about another religion. Yes, I'm a believer of Jesus Christ. Yes, I am a Christian. But I'm trying to prove a point here. So put your badge up, Christian police. Yes, there's a time that you set aside, for your focus to realign. And if you're not careful, we will allow, because we are unfocused sometimes and it's hard to focus with all the list of distractions, what will happen is you will allow things that are unimportant or lack in importance compared to what's the main thing come in between what you should really be paying attention to, right? So I'll give you an example. Let's say you're driving a car. Perfect example. I got in the worst car accident of my life because I was not focused, right? So I was driving. I was on my way to a client's house. I used to be a community health worker. I was on my way to a client's house, right? And on my way to this client's house, I remember trying to pay attention to like this podcast that was playing, my GPS, and driving and just trying my hardest to get to a particular destination. As I'm driving, as I'm moving, and I'm trying to get there as fast as I can, I look at my GPS, laugh at the podcast joke, and when I look up, the light that was once green is now red. Now, I'm at the intersection. In my mind, I'm trying to think, okay, do I hit my brakes? Do I try to go through? Me being young and dumb, I try to go through. And I tried to make it through, didn't make it, got clipped from behind, and car went rolling, right? And when that happened, the only thing I could, at the time, your adrenaline is running, you're upset, you're frustrated, you're crying. But when you get home and everything settles and you're fine, and you know you're fine, and you know no one was hurt, you recollect and try to go back, and you're like, man, what if I was focused? Would that would have happened if I was really paying attention, if I was really focused on the time at hand, on the thing at hand, and what was most important, which was getting to my destination? If you were more focused, that probably doesn't happen. Likewise, in your personal life, there are accidents and incidents that may not occur if you're paying attention, if you're more focused. You see, I don't think that it's so much that God isn't talking anymore. I think God is talking, especially now in today's age, God is talking, but because we don't have the time and we don't make the time to focus, we miss a lot of what he says because we can't focus. I think some blessings we miss because we did not have the amount of focus. I think the biggest enemy to the child of God and to anybody who is trying to serve God, or to any corporation, any business, any entity, period, even family, friends, relationships, the biggest enemy is distraction, not being able to focus. And so when you're not able to focus, things that don't matter step in the way of what you should be doing at that current time. Working from home, as I do, working from home I can sometimes experience the biggest distractions. Whether it's the dog, whether it's the cars going up and down the road, whether it's the constant, traffic, if you live by a highway, if you live by a busy street, it is convenient, it can also set you up for a lot of distractions. If your child is there, if your spouse is there, if your significant other is there, you can experience a lot of distraction that causes you to lose your focus off of what's the main thing and what's important at that particular time. How many of us have lost relationships because we got off focus? How many of us have lost jobs because we weren't focused? Or lost opportunity because we weren't focused? Or lost something important? It could even be an inanimate object. It could be something valuable, or it could be maybe a wallet, because you weren't paying attention, you weren't focused. Maybe you dropped an expensive pair maybe you left your phone at a restaurant, right? You weren't paying attention. You weren't focused, right? And though those are mild cases, and though those are situations, those are steady examples of the incidents that can occur when you're not focused. When you're not paying attention, when you're distracted. How many accidents have we heard? Somebody was trying to turn the knob on the radio and they lost their focus, and then boom. You lost your focus. The biggest enemy to progress is the ability, or is the lack of focus. Excuse me. It's the lack of focus. You cannot focus, and therefore, because you can't focus, because you can't put your eye on something singular, can't progress. You can't get anything done. My son David, he loves Power Rangers. He loves PJ Masks. I cannot stand PJ Masks. I don't understand what the fascination is with PJ Masks. I think it's terrible for children. Three kids at night going to fight crime. There's never an adult around, never, ever, except for the male teacher, and then going out to fight some Luna girl or some evil scientist or whatever, and at night by yourself, no adult. It's just not safe. Anyway, that's my rant about PJ Masks. All right. So, but going, y'all pray for me, man. But going back to my point, focusing, see, they're not focused and easily distracted. My son, he sits down and he watches these shows, and my son, he loves food. I know he's hungry because he hasn't ate, but this dude will leave a food, will let his food that's get cold and stale, all because he is so focused on what's most important. And so sometimes I have to shut the laptop. Sometimes I have to turn the TV off and say, son, eat, right? Focus on eating. Right? Because if I don't, this kid would take 25 hours trying to eat one bowl of cereal. Now, I'm exaggerating a little bit about the 25 hours, but really, honestly, he can't, he's easily distracted. My question for you and for me is for us to contemplate, what is taking our focus? What is it that is causing you not to spend enough time with God? What is it that's causing you not to be in your word? It's a distraction. It is taking away from what's most important. Well, David, why do you say it's the most important? I'm glad you asked. Scripture time. So in Matthew chapter number 6, Jesus is talking to his to his disciples. He's talking, he's preaching a message. And in this message that Jesus is preaching, he starts off and he talks about doing alms. He says, don't do your alms in front of people so that, don't let nobody know that you're doing these charitable acts. Alms is charitable acts, giving. Don't let nobody do them. Don't let your left hand see what the right hand doeth. Don't do them. Don't give to be seen of men, but give in secret, and your heavenly Father will reward you. What? Openly, right? He wants you to understand. And before I get to the point, I'm going to want to explain these. And so then he goes to prayer. He talks about don't pray loud in front of everybody, trying to cause a show, trying to cause a scene, to be spoken well of men, but pray to go to your secret place in your secret closet and pray that the Father who sees thee in secret shall reward thee openly. Then after he deals with prayer, after he deals with alms, he then deals with fasting. He says, when you fast, don't disfigure your face. Don't try to show people that you're fasting, going around telling everybody, oh, I fast this much. Oh, I fast this much. Oh, I fast this much. I'm super spiritual because I fast this much. No, Jesus says you get your reward because men are complimenting you. That's what you're seeking. But do it in secret. Don't fast for people. Don't fast for them. Do this for me. Let this be a personal thing that you're doing, with your relationship with God. And so Jesus tells them, he says in these three things, he says giving, he talks about giving, he talks about prayer, he talks about fasting, and he says, stop doing these things for people. Do these things for your relationship and your growth with God. All right. He moves from there. And then we get down to where he talks about the eye. Okay. And he talks about that if that eye be single and that that eye is full of light, then the whole body has light. But if your eye is dark, then and you're blind and you cannot see, then you have, your whole body is full with darkness. You can't see at all. There's nothing that you can see. There's nothing that you can do. And he's making the comparison between light and darkness, being able to see and being able to not see, your eyes being covered. If your eyes are covered, you can't see. You're in darkness. However, if you open your eyes, if you open up your sight, then light can come in. And when light comes in, it gives light to the body and you can see and you can maneuver. What he's saying is that you have to reposition your eyes. If your eyes is on something that's dark, if your eyes is on something that has very little weight, and that is what your focus is on, then you're going to be blind. You won't be able to see. You won't be able to see what's most important. You won't be able to see that the treasures on this earth are not as important as your treasures, which is in heaven. And then your focus now is trying to please your life on this earth, which is only for a moment, and yet lose your eternity because you would rather focus on how you feel now instead of how you feel in your eternal life. You're what matters the most. Some of us have lost relationships with our children because we were focused on the wrong thing. Some of us have lost relationships with our spouses because we were focused on the wrong thing. Whether that focus be money, whether that focus be somebody else, whether that focus be my job instead of my children, whatever your focus is, it has blinded you and you are in darkness because you have let something that does not hold much value distract you from being and doing what you're supposed to do. Some of us, our relationship with God is suffering because we are not focused. Why? Because then Jesus talks about don't lay your treasures in Matthew chapter 6. Let your heart, don't focus on the treasures of this earth, because moths come in. The treasures of this earth, they rust, they can be stolen, they can be corrupted, and here one minute and gone the next. The reason why your focus can't be on money is because if your focus is always on money, money comes, money goes, money comes, money goes. You don't know what bills gonna come up, you don't know what expenses gonna come up, and no matter how much you save, no matter how much you try to store, it can all be gone in the blink of an eye. Don't focus on your car. And don't get me wrong. Jesus is not saying that these things are not important. What he's saying is they are not as important in contrast to your relationship with him. With your relationship with the kingdom. It's not as important as your even relationship with your spouse, relationship with your children. These things do not hold more value because they can constantly be changed. Even a house, think about it. If you're living in Florida, a hurricane can come, wipe the house out. You can build that thing back up. You can make it nice. You can make it good. You can clean it up real good. And then again, in an instant, in the blink of an eye, it can be gone again. The same can be spoken about, a car. It can rust. It can be easily destroyed. It can you gotta fill the thing up with gas all the time. It depreciates its value. No matter how much focus and attention you put into it, it's gonna still get dirty, it's gonna still get unclean, it's still gonna have issues, because anything that is man-made or man-focused or created is going to have less value. You can go and buy the nicest of clothes. You can get Gucci clothes. You can get Louis Vuitton purses and Louis Vuitton shoes, and it could look great today, and tomorrow it's out of style. And tomorrow it could oh, it's gonna last me a long time, honey. I don't care how long it may last you. It's not gonna last forever like your soul, and so it's not gonna last forever like your marriage and your relationship with your children should be. It ain't worth it. It's not worth it. And so Jesus is saying in this text that your focus has got to be on what is important. It has to be on what is important, and you cannot always focus on the things of this world, the things of the material, and put those things first. Jesus says, don't worry about those things. I can take care of those things. I make sure the grass is green. I feed the grass. I make sure it gets water. I make sure it's nourished. I make sure birds can eat. I make sure the animals can eat. I make sure that the flowers, they get what they need. I can supply the needs of everything else. And so how much greater are these things than your life? So I can take care of the things of this world. I can take care of that part. You let me handle that part. But what I need you to do is to focus on me. I need you to focus on me. That's what Jesus is saying. I need you to get your focus back off of people, and you doing everything for somebody else. You want to do everything to please somebody else. You doing everything to please mama, everything to please daddy, everything to please your kids, everything to please, and you trying to please everybody else, but you forget about the main thing, which is Jesus Christ. You have forgotten. You've let your flesh control you. You used to put me first. You used to put your flesh under subjection. You didn't do all of the things that you see this world doing and putting those things first. But now you've let your flesh get out of control. Now you can't control yourself. Now you're out here and you're doing things that you said you would never do. Why? Because you lost your focus. You lost your focus. And so Jesus is saying, you need to get your focus back. And start to focus on the things that are more important. The Bible talks about how Peter was out in the water. It was a storm. Jesus begins to walk on the water. And when Peter gets out of the boat, he's beginning to walk. But Peter starts to see he starts to focus on the waves of the sea. He starts to focus on the wind blowing against his face harshly and with rigor. And he begins to focus on those things instead of focusing on Christ who is in front of him. My point is, when this began to happen, Peter began to sink. It's in the Bible. He begins to sink. And Jesus has to reach down and lift Peter up out the water. Sometimes we let the storms of life distract us. Sometimes we let the issues of this world, the issues of this life, catch us off our focus. I'm reminded of the Right Reverend, the evangelist, the great evangelist, her. I'm reminded of her. And I'm reminded of her because she had a song called Focus, H-E-A-R. She's an artist. And her phone, and not her phone, but I'm looking at my phone, looking at the lyrics. And the song says, is Focus. And it says, wish you would just focus on me. Can you focus on me? Me, can you focus on me? And what she's saying to her spouse is that I know that you got everything else going on. You're doing it. You got your money. You got your job. You got your house. You got your car. Your kids is good. Your spouse is good. I mean, your everything is good. But can you focus on me? Everything else in your life, all right, cool. I get it. But can you focus on me? Because I need your time. And that's the same thing Jesus is saying with us. You focused on COVID. You focused on everything else in this life that comes and goes. You can't even control it. And Jesus is saying, can you for once give me my time? Can you for once, give me some space. Give me some time. Make room. Jonathan McReynolds, because I don't want the Christian police. Let me bring it back. Let me bring it back. Jonathan McReynolds came up with a song, and the song is called Make Room. He says, I will make room for you. Jesus is saying, will you make room for me? Will you make time for me? Will you focus on me? And if you focus on me, maybe I would tell you what you're supposed to do with your family. If you focus on me, maybe I could guide you down the right career path. If you focus on me, maybe I can tell you who's your spouse. If you focus on me, maybe I can show you the right way. If you focus on me, maybe I can tell you where you went wrong and show you where's the, I can order your steps when you focused. On me. I can take you places when you're focused on me. I can heal you when you're focused on me. I can set you free when you're focused on me. I can save your family. I can save your children. I can do all things but fail. But you gotta focus. Gotta focus. And so today, as I'm done, my prayer is that God helps us to focus and helps us to do His will, and that we obey Him. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much for allowing me to speak to your people and to those that are listening. God, I'm coming to you because, God, there's no one else we can go to. Father, we cannot do this on our own. We need you. We need your help. We need your strength. We need your wisdom. We need your guidance. Jesus, help us to focus on you. Help us, oh God, to not be distracted. Show us the way. Give us clarity of mind and clarity of thought. And allow us to focus. Allow us to do your will, Father. And as we focus, God, take care of the money. Take care of the house. Take care of the car. Supply all of our needs, oh God. In Jesus, we bring our focus back to you. Help us, God, to be single-minded. And to, Lord God Jesus, have our mind be focused on what's important. Help us to prioritize correctly. And God, we thank you. God, we praise you. God, we give you glory and honor, for you are great and greatly to be praised. There's no one better. Do it, Lord. Help us. Give us the strength to do it. In Jesus' name. Listen, thank y'all so much for tuning in. I am way over for today's episode, but I really do hope that it blesses you. Please like, share, subscribe, share this podcast, listen to it, share it with your family, with your friends, and I pray that it blesses you. I pray that it blesses somebody, and God bless you, and I'm praying for you, and I appreciate all of you. Thank you so much for tuning in, for listening. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the God's Love Podcast. Subscribe, share, and stream on all podcast streaming outlets.